Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
Whatever God has not given me in Christ, I don't want it. Whatever does not look like my destiny in Christ, I don't want it.
Thank you for joining us on our broadcast today. I am excited, you know, sharing this series of messages with you on the power of blessing. And I know what it feels like for you to know that you are blessed, but for your natural circumstances not to measure up to what you know to be your spiritual reality. I've been there. And you know, when I had to deal with it, you know, I had to learn how to move my blessings from the spiritual dimension into the physical dimension. I realized that would involve prayer. It would involve times of extensive communication with God, downloading from God, you know, having God show me what was the reality already in the realm of the spirit, and then taking instructions from God on what to do, and then taking practical action, you know, on God's instructions. So with that, I got to appreciate the prayer of Jabez. Jabez was a man who had the burden of a wrong label by his mother, because when he was born, he had been named Jabez, which means son of sorrow. See, when you are called that and those words are spoken over you over and over and over, it becomes your reality. And this man wanted to turn it around. So what he did, he went to God, the one who has the power to bless, and he prayed. And today, as we go through this broadcast, I want to encourage you to make up your mind. You're going to pray. You're going to engage God. You're going to draw on the wisdom and the power of God, you know, to rise above your circumstances. Yes, it does take spiritual engagement to move things from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. But I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that as you watch this broadcast, the power of the Holy Spirit will come on you and give you the grace to turn your dreams into reality. I'll see you at the end of this broadcast. So we're reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10 as we begin this morning. If you're there, let's go. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. God will grant your requests. Amen. In Jesus' name. We'll title our discussion, "Blessed Indeed." Blessed indeed. You know, our major preoccupation now is we know that we've been blessed in Christ. God's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. How do we translate our spiritual blessings into physical realities? Sometimes we sense a wide gap between where we are and where we ought to be. We sense a wide gap between who we are and who we ought to be. A wide gap between what we have and what we ought to have. And we want to bridge that gap. That was Jabez's situation. A descendant of Abraham. And the blessing that God gave Abraham was for Abraham and his seed. So he knew that, provisionally speaking, he was blessed. Spiritually speaking, he was blessed. But that was not his reality.
And I want to find out what it is that changed the equation. And it is that when Jabez sensed that gap between his destiny and his reality, he chose to go for his destiny. He rejected his current reality. He exercised his power of choice. We must not underestimate the place of the human will and the power God gave us to choose. It plays a significant role in the manifestation of God's blessings in our lives. A number of the people that Jesus healed, he would say to them, according to your faith, so be it to you. Or to somebody else, he said, your faith has made you whole. Interesting. To confirm the fact that it took not only God, but also the people concerned to get the miracle activated or effected. According to your faith, so be it to you. You need a combination of divinity and humanity for the fulfillment of destiny. God has his part. We have our part. This issue of the power of choice, the power to choose, many people do not understand it. The way God created man as a free moral agent and gave him the power of choice, that power that even God does not override. Jabez got to the point where he had had enough. And the day he called on God and said, I'm done with living a life of pain. Bless me indeed. God honored his choice. Interesting. That's the way it works. God honored his choice. There were reasons why Jabez's situation were the way they were. The Bible says that when he was being born, his mother went through a lot of pain. And she, as a result of that pain, made pronouncements on him. She was the one who named him based on her pain. But in naming him Jabez, which means son of sorrow or son of my pain, she was transmitting that pain from one generation to another one. A new cycle of pain was created by her words. Just reminds me also of Rachel, when she also was giving birth to Benjamin. And she was in so much pain, she knew she wasn't going to survive. And she named him Benoni, son of my sorrow. But Jacob, his father, Benjamin's father, or Benoni's father, who had experienced the same problem. His own parents gave him a name that had nothing to do with his destiny. And the day God would change his circumstances in Genesis 32, the first thing God did was to ask him, what is your name? He said, Jacob, and God gave him a new name, Israel, a prince with God.
This month, we are very excited to be talking about the Irreversible Blessing series. The blessing of God being present in your life is not based on what you do, but it has everything to do with what Jesus did. Pastor Sam in this series will show you how to live the irreversibly blessed life, how to manifest God's blessings, how to reverse curses in your life, understanding you are blessed always in Christ, and much more. To receive this Irreversibly Blessed series, which is a four-part CD set, please go to samidama.net or call the number on your screen, all for your love gift of $35 or more. Discover the truth, living the irreversible blessed life today. Call us toll-free, 44-151-808-0312, or visit us at www.samidama.net to order this resource today.
The fact that you are blessed does not mean that Satan or somebody somewhere will not try to effect a curse on you. Curse Israel for me. Although I love the outcome of that experience. Balaam said, "How can I curse him whom God has not cursed?" Come on. God needs you to reject mediocrity as your reality for him to make excellence your experience. That's what I'm saying. He needs you to exercise your power of choice. I remember the powerful man of God, Kenneth E. Hagin, said that in one of those visions that he had from the Lord, Jesus was having a conversation with him. And while the conversation was going on, he said there was a demon that showed up in the scenario. And the demon was emitting smoke. He said it was a monkey-like creature. And it was emitting smoke. And that smoke began to obscure the face of Jesus gradually. In other words, it created a screen between Hagin and Jesus. Black smoke. And gradually the screen got bigger. And the voice of Jesus was fading. And Hagin was expecting Jesus to do something about it, cast that demon out. But Jesus did nothing. Until eventually, Hagin couldn't see Jesus at all. And he couldn't hear Jesus at all. That was when he got exasperated and said, "You foul, stinking devil, out in the name of Jesus Christ." The demon left. The screen of smoke left. And Hagin discovered that all that while, Jesus had not stopped speaking. He just carried on. So he said he had to ask him, "Lord, what's going on? Did you see that demon?" Jesus said, "Yes." "Did you see the screen of smoke?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Lord, I was expecting that you would run that thing out. Cast it out." Jesus said, "Why should I? I died on the cross. I defeated sin, defeated Satan on your behalf. I resurrected. I delegated the authority to you. I said, these signs will follow those who believe. They will cast out devils. Why should I take the authority from you and use it to cast out devils when I give you that authority?" He said, "So for as long as you were okay to have the thing there, it was going to be there. It's up to you to do something about it." Oh my. You know what that tells me? There are loads of people, there are loads of things people are saying, "Lord, you need to do something about it." And the Lord is saying, "Son, you need to do something about it." It's up to you. Dr. Mike Murdock says that you should not complain about what you tolerate. As long as you can put up with it, it will hang around you. Oh my. You know, I read about this other wonderful man of God, Smith Wigglesworth. And one day, he walked out from his house to the bus station. And there was a lady who came out of her house, also to the bus station, and her dog, her little dog, also came out with her. And she would walk some distance and says, "Go back home." The dog would wag its tail. She would move some distance, the dog would come after her. You know? Then she would turn and say, "I said you should go back home." And the dog would wag its tail. You know, when she would move some distance, the dog would go after her. When she got to the bus stop, then she had enough. She stomped and footed and said, "I said you should go back home." He said the dog put the tail between the legs and ran back home. He said, he shouted, "That's right, that's how to treat the devil." Excellence doesn't just happen. It's for those who refuse to accept mediocrity as their destiny. Last week we spoke about Esau and Jacob. And I was saying that if you will enjoy the blessing, you must value words. Because God uses words to communicate or translate or transfer blessings. And that Isaac spoke words over Jacob. And then Esau came and said, "Don't you have a blessing for me also?" But because they were not ordinary words, whatever it was, the spiritual virtue, the enablement, had gone with the words that Isaac spoke over Jacob.
This month, we are very excited to be talking about the Irreversible Blessing Series. The blessing of God being present in your life is not based on what you do, but it has everything to do with what Jesus did. Pastor Sam in this series will show you how to live the irreversibly blessed life, how to manifest God's blessings, how to reverse curses in your life, understanding you are blessed always in Christ, and much more. To receive this Irreversibly Blessed series, which is a four-part CD set, please go to samidame.net or call the number on your screen, all for your love gift of $35 or more. Discover the truth, living the irreversible blessed life today. Call us toll-free, 441-581-808-0312, or visit us at www.samidame.net to order this resource today.
The termination point is when you can't take it anymore. Termination point for mediocrity, when you can't take it, low quality living, inferior standards, when you can't take it anymore. You remember the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, how he took his share of his father's inheritance, and then the Bible says he went partying, spent the money on prostitutes, and then became broke, and his life was going down. And down and down. The quality of life for him was going down until he found himself in the place where he wished he could eat the food that they gave pigs. But one day, the light turned on in his head. I'll tell you one thing. This principle applies to individuals, applies to families, applies to organizations, applies even to nations. That's why many nations are not changing for the better. It's because of this awesome quality God gave man, the power to adapt. Man can adjust. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Thank you, Lord, for the power to adapt. But then I heard about the frog in the kettle. You put water on a stove, it becomes hot, you throw a frog inside it, it will jump out. But you put the frog in cold water, it will stay there. You put the kettle of cold water on fire, and it begins to warm up gradually. The frog stays there, adapting, adjusting. Till it dies. The frog has wisdom to react to a sudden change in its environment, but it does not have the wisdom to respond to gradual change. So we keep adjusting and adapting and adjusting. Don't die. Jump out. Says, When you get to the point where you can't take it anymore. That's what he said. I know the day I got to the point where I wasn't going to take poverty anymore. I was a Christian. It was working fine. I think it was the first year of this church. We were living on the outskirts of this city then. And I woke up from a dream one day. And I didn't like it. I knew what God had provided for me, had been confessing. But then in the dream, I was wretched. I found myself in a wretched environment. It was so dirty, wretched environment. Then I woke up. I said to myself, come on. I agree things are still changing for the better gradually for me physically. But even in my dream, I won't take this. I took a new notebook. I began to write all the scriptures that have to do with the provisions God has made for our prosperity. And I would go through them in the morning, go through them in the evening, confess them as my reality. I was taking the communion every day. I wanted to get to the point where I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that poverty was finished forever for me. Not just spiritually, but as my physical reality. And I did it for several weeks till I got to that point where I was absolutely certain about it. Then I stopped. When you can't take it anymore, the light came on in the mind of the prodigal son. He said, wait a minute. Even a servant in my father's house will do better than this. Hello, I will arise. I will go to my father. That was the starting point. And the moment he made up his mind, heaven sanctioned it. When he showed up in his father's house, the father threw a party. Killed the fattest cow. Put a robe around him. Put a ring on his finger. Things worked even better than he thought. So in other words, a lot of the time, what God is waiting for is for you to make up your mind. What is provided for you is beyond anything you could imagine. So some countries need to make up their minds that they are done with mediocrity and decide for development. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know that as I've been saying this, some people have been making adjustments in their hearts. Listen, I came to make someone angry. Someone who is sensing such a wide gap between what God provided and what is my reality. I came to tell someone Jesus legalized violence when he said that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God allows violence and the violent take it by force. Not physical violence. This is spiritual violence. Whatever God has not given me in Christ, I don't want it. Whatever does not look like my destiny in Christ, I don't want it. The Bible says when I look into the word like a mirror, I see the glory of God and I am changed into the same image from one level of glory to the other. Romans 8:28 says we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he predestinated, those whom he foreknew, he predestinated. Those whom he predestinated, he called. Whom he called, he justified. Those whom he justified, he did what? He glorified. The end of my destiny is glory. It's beauty. It's shining. I will not take anything less than that. Did I hear you say amen to that?
Welcome back. I believe you've been blessed, and I believe that you're fired up. And that you're praying already. I prophesy in Jesus' name that the heavens are open over you. The powers of hell are broken on your behalf. Receive a new level of spiritual authority. Displace territorial spirits. Take over the territories that belong to you. In the name of Jesus, speak those faith-filled words. Heaven will move at the sound of your voice. Angels will move at the sound of your voice. The material world will obey your voice. Things are changing on your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know what? I think you should visit our website or call on the phone. I think you need to get copies of this message. And listen, over and over again to the series and pray and believe God. Your season of change is here. I'll see you again next time on this broadcast. But meanwhile, hold on a minute for our announcer. God bless you.
This month, we are very excited to be talking about the Irreversible Blessing Series. The blessing of God being present in your life is not based on what you do, but it has everything to do with what Jesus did. Pastor Sam in this series will show you how to live the irreversibly blessed life, how to manifest God's blessings, how to reverse curses in your life, understanding you are blessed always in Christ, and much more. To receive this Irreversibly Blessed series, which is a four-part CD set, please go to samidame.net or call the number on your screen, all for your love gift of $35 or more. Discover the truth, living the irreversible blessed life today. Call us toll-free, 44-151-808-0312, or visit us at www.samidame.net to order this resource today.
I'd like to say a big thank you to all of you, our viewers and partners all over the world. Thank you for your support in prayers and encouragement over the years, and especially with your giving. And today specifically, I want to encourage you to partner with us for a minimum of $20 a month. Let's touch people's lives together. Our broadcasts are watched over 200 countries, and these messages are simple but profound, life-changing, practical. And then we find opportunities, you know, to pay health bills for people who can't afford, you know, to rebuild public schools, to give food out to people and to families that can't afford it. This ministry is about touching and transforming people's lives, and we are excited at this opportunity. Partner with us to join in touching and transforming people's lives. God will bless you beyond your wildest imagination. There'll be people praying for you in places even you cannot imagine, and that means that you will get blessings, miracles you didn't even pray for. Thank you for joining us to make it happen.